Oh, it's been great. You know, he ain't really left with me. I've been talking to him. You know, he's been over to the house and stuff. And, you know, we've been kicking it and stuff. So he ain't never left with me. But to have him back here in the facility has been great. You know, to have that run presence. And we already been good in the run. We already been good on defense just to get one of our stars back. It's great to get him back. We should see some success in some of the stuff that we've been doing. And we already had a lot of success, so it's just to be, you know, plus, plus.
DeMarcus said that he's seen, maybe he's been working on a couple more moves or something mm-hmm. like that. Do you see some development there?
Yeah, I don't think just over the suspension. He was already working on stuff like before in training camp and stuff. I think y'all see a new Derek Wolfe. You know, I had already, you know, begin to see it. And, you know, I know from my experience what it takes to, you know, change like yourself and reinvent yourself. And, you know, I started seeing Derek the same type of stuff. And you know, he's got a whole bunch of moves and a whole bunch of stuff. I think you'll see a new Derek Wolfe when he comes out.
DeMarcus said that Derek Wolfe brings like a certain nastiness against this defense, just overall. And again, this defense is already nasty enough, but how can it become better with him on the field?
I mean, I think I touched on it a little bit earlier, but you know, for one, I mean, he's Derek Wolfe. You know, one of the best run stopping players that we got on our team, and really in the AFC West. You know, he's a great big time player that we're getting back, and you know, we should see some success on our defense when he gets back.
Oakland has jumped off in the passing game, doing pretty well. What do you see on film of their progression from last season, and how do you get to Derek Carr?
I think the progress has come from Derek. It just he's a better quarterback than he was last year. You can see he's poised. He makes a lot of quick decisions. He's not holding the ball, you know, for 4 or 5 seconds. You know, he's starting to become the quarterback that I think that they drafted. And you know, I Coach DeRuiter, he coached him at Fresno State, so I knew about Derek for a little bit. He's he's developing into a big time quarterback. It's gonna be our job to, you know, take away those quick throws and make him hold the ball a little bit, get a rush, stop the run, and just play the same Broncos defense that we've been playing.
How do you get them to get rid of it quicker or hold on to it longer? Is it getting them in long situations, getting long, stuff like that?
You know what? I really don't know. If I knew the answer to make the quarterback hold the ball, you know, we'd be doing it to everybody. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we just got to go in there, play our defense. You know, they're going to make some catches. We just got to be there. We got to be on our own, create some turnovers, and just be the same type of defense that we've been. We'd be all right.
A little extra special you're going against Jack Del Rio.
I think it's more special that, you know, I'm going against Alden on the other side and, you know, Crabtree and, you know, me and Crabtree from Texas and everything, you know. So I think it's more special on that end than it being against, you know, going against my old defensive coordinator. If you play the game for a little bit, it's always going to be somebody on the team that, you know or you play against. So, you know, I think it's more special that I know these guys and I'll be able to play against them and stuff.
Yeah, your big event, I believe, wasn't it Monday night for your vision? How much does your sight now affect your football or anything you can do?
With me, it really – I've been playing blind since, you know, I started playing football. So, you know, it really doesn't affect me on the field at all.
How old were you when you learned that your sight wouldn't be quite as good?
I was in the second grade. So I had to be like, I don't know what is that, like eight years old? Yeah, 7, 8, yeah.
Every game you guys are getting sacks, it seems like, in the first or second series. How important is that to setting a tone and getting in the mind, as you said, the mind control?
Mind control. Yeah, I like that. You know, if you go out there and you get a sack on the first, you know, drive, you know, this it's a momentum thing. You know, you got, you know, offense coming on the field now with the momentum from a sack. And, you know, it's a momentum thing when you get it early. Sometimes you get a sack early in the game and you don't even get one for the rest of the game. So, you know, it's always good to get a sack early, but, you know, you want to be consistent and get them over the games. But getting it early, it's a momentum thing. It's more than anything. You know, you get the momentum. My offense is coming on the field next. They go out and score. So, that's what it is.
We've heard a lot of guys talk about how much they like playing in Wade's defense. What do you think Jack thinks when he hears about how much you guys like the new system?
I think I don't know. It'd probably be the same way I felt when he said, you know, players is more physical than I am. You know, it's probably, you know, the same thing. So, you know, you don't take it that hard. You're just like, oh, come on, you know. But it's just what it is.
What did you think when you said that about Mac?
I think that me and Khalil, you're two totally different players. I think that he's an outstanding player though, and I think he is. You know, if you look at him play, you know, he is, you know, more physical than I am. So it wasn't like a false, you know, statement or anything. You look at him, he's a beast out there. You know, I think it's another player in the league that's playing like Khalil. So he's a young player. He's going to play, you know, a long time for us. And, you know, I'm going to be going against him a long time in the AFC West.
Four games in, you have a defensive player of the month. You have a defensive player of the week. Have you ever played on a defense with more confidence than this one?
I like to think that every team that I'm on is the most confident team. So, you know, I think this year's team is more confident than it was last year. And, you know, if I keep on playing, it'll be the same. So, I really do. I think we got confidence. And I think to be a good defense, you have to have confidence. You just can't, you know, go out there in the field and say, you know, I hope we, you know, stop them today. You got to go out there thinking and believing and, you know, it'll start to happen for you.
You guys, time for one more. You got chipped about as rough and aggressively as I've
seen anybody
get rough.
Yeah.
Chipped. Is that something that you just had to become accustomed to?
You know what? I think because I've seen every great pass rusher, in my opinion, get chipped like that. You know, when my rookie season, I saw Elvis get chipped like that. And it was just like feet in the air. And I was like, man. And I seen DeMarcus get chipped like that back when he was with the Cowboys. And so I've never been chipped like that. So I guess I got that badge. You know, I got chipped and I was able to live after. So.
Did you see him coming?
No, I didn't. You know, they did a lot of, you know, creative stuff before that. And, you know, I didn't. But I tell you what now, you know, fool me once.
You know.
Head on a swivel. Yeah. And I had my outside foot up too and I was stepping. Yeah, it was bad. But I tell you. It happened once. And that second time, it's going to be tough to get me like that.
All right,
guys.